When is the last time you expected a teenager to do something great?
Here's author and speaker Mark Hamby with today's Lamplighter Moment.
If you Google the word teen, you're likely to find categories like teens and drugs, teens and drinking, teens and rebellion, etc. However, teen brothers Alex and Brett Harris believe the primary culprit for such problems is low expectations. They point out that many teens and adults believe that adolescence is a time to have fun. And if we give teenagers anything to do, it's little more than homework, a few household chores, and the admonition to stay out of trouble. But we rarely give these young people a challenge that pushes them to grow up into responsible adulthood. The Harris brothers have a completely different perspective. They are challenging their peers to do hard things by stepping out of comfort zones, dreaming big about careers and how to live out their faith, and tackling opportunities that even adults would find daunting. And the results have been extraordinary. Teens are organizing political campaigns, starting new ministries to fight human trafficking and homelessness, and initiating dialogues with thousands of other teens around the world to do more of the same. Did I say teens? I meant these young adults, and maybe it is time for the rest of the adult world to do the same. The Apostle Paul wrote, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I gave up childish ways." William Carey wrote, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." I'm Mark Hamby.
You've been listening to A Lamplighter Moment with Mark Hamby. Mark's vision is to offer redemptive hope to a lost culture through role models that build biblical character and values. More biblical insights are available at lamplighter.net. There you can view the entire Lamplighter collection of rare character-building stories. Again, that's lamplighter.net.